Good day. I'm Mary Agnes Carey, and this is Health on the Hill. Today, we continue our series of interviews with past members of deficit panels to get their perspective on the deliberations of the Supercommittee. Those discussions are to begin this fall on Capitol Hill. Joining us today is Representative Jan Schakowsky, an Illinois Democrat who was a member of President Obama's National Commission on Fiscal Responsibility and Reform. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Several Supercommittee members have been announced. What do you think of the panel so far, and were there any surprises?
Well, here's my concern. It seems as if all six of the Republicans that have been appointed are deeply committed to no increases in revenue, i.e. no increase in taxes, I guess, for anybody. And I think that that's a serious problem because the Simpson-Bowles Commission on which I sat, a major premise of it was that there had to be both revenue and cuts. And so if the discussion begins that everything has to be from cutting from the budget, I think the commission is unlikely to come up with a consensus view.
Sure. Now, you talked about your work on the President's Commission. What advice would you give the 12 lawmakers on this newest panel to help make it a success?
Well, I appreciated what the President had said when he urged Americans to call Congress. I know my phone was ringing off the wall, that we have a balanced approach. This notion that somehow the United States is broke and that the thing we have to do is live within our means, I think is a misguided approach. America is not broke. The 400 richest Americans now make as much money as 150 million, and that it's time now to ask the people who have done so well in our country to pay their fair share. And I also think that we have to look at many of the tax breaks that we've given over the years, again, mostly skewed toward wealthiest Americans. And, of course, Simpson-Bowles significantly put the defense budget on the table, and those cuts have to be there, too. And there seems to be some reluctance by some of the Republicans, certainly in the House, to significantly cutting the defense budget in ways that don't hurt our national security, by the way.
How do you overcome, you talked about some of the nominees so far very clearly do not want tax hikes. You talked about many Republicans don't want to cut defense. These are long-held positions. How do you get those folks to move on this when they haven't so far?
The triggers that would go into effect if the committee does not agree were intended to be an incentive for coming to an agreement. For example, there would be automatic and very dramatic cuts in the defense budget. So those on the committee who are against cuts in defense may be inclined to negotiate rather than to allow the even larger cuts to go through automatically if the commission fails to come up with a plan. Medicare would be on the table for cuts, and perhaps some of the Democrats to avoid those cuts would want to negotiate in other ways. You know, I worry about the trigger and I worry about the tone of the discussions. It's going to seem intractable as these discussions have seemed for a long time.
So you think this 2% trigger might, you know, you're talking here about defense and tax issues with Republicans, but also could that be an incentive for Democrats who have been reluctant possibly to move on entitlements? Is that 2% trigger such a motivating factor it might really get this panel to come to a deal?
So one of the reasons that I voted against the final Simpson-Bowles proposal is that this idea somehow entitlements being a gift to the American people is not how Americans see it. Every cent of income goes to pay for Medicare during your working life. And for most Americans, all of their income they pay into Social Security and see it as something that they own, that they've paid for, and that's a wholesome view of those so-called entitlement programs. It's not just that you deserve it because you're a nice person. It's because you have paid for those programs, and in the case of Medicare, of course, you continue to pay if you're a beneficiary in your premiums and co-payments, et cetera. I just think the very idea of putting those programs on the table and asking elderly, frail people to be responsible for the economy of the United States and debt reduction, before we even touch a hair on the head of the wealthiest Americans or corporations that are getting tax breaks or big oil companies who and not paying taxes like GE is, zero in taxes plus billions of dollars in tax breaks, and oil companies that are getting subsidies, I just think is un-American and unfair.
Thanks so much for your time today, Representative Jan Schakowsky.
Thank you.